Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number three of our show. And as we mentioned, we're going to preview the early signing day, which happens this week. It's Wednesday, right, Dusty?
Yeah, it's circled. The date is circled. Penn State is typically pretty quiet on this front, so maybe fans haven't really grown accustomed to really making it any event. Penn State, you know, fans, I think they're lucky because it's more of a formality for Penn State than a big circus event.
I think that is the case, and that's exactly what James Franklin wants. We talk about how much he likes to control things, control the message, control what's going on. I think there will be few, if any, surprises, good or bad, for this team. Considering they have such a good class, that's a good thing. We're starting with the offense, Dusty, so that means we got to start right where everybody wants to start. The quarterback, Drew Aller, out of Ohio. When he first committed, he was considered a really good get. Since that time, he's done nothing but improve, has done nothing but work his way up the ratings. Some places are calling him the very best quarterback in the country, recruit coming out of high school. Just what does this mean for this Penn State class and Penn State in general?
Well, let's just start with what makes him so good. That seems like a good starting point. There's certainly all kinds of ramifications beyond that that we can touch on. But, you know, looking at that frame, 6'5", 230, he's not a statue. He's not a guy who is all arm. He's not Anthony Morelli, you know, no knock on him. He's not Christian Hackenberg. You know, he's not a one-trick pony who just looks good in shorts. I mean, you look at the way that he plays the game. He's got a real creativity about him. He's got a flair about him. You know, not only does he have a big, strong arm that he can get the ball down the field, he can release it quick. He can release it underhand, side-armed, over the top, with touch, without touch. I mean, all the different variety of throws that you can ask him to make, he can make it with a flick of the wrist, too. So he's not just a guy, you know, that was valued way back in the day, but that can't move around and can't do what modern football presents. In a lot of ways, he's exactly what you want in a modern quarterback. That being able to throw off platform, that made Zach Wilson a ton of money coming out of BYU. He looks, and Patrick Mahomes sets that tone. You know, it trickles down from there, having a guy who's so successful with, you know, those throws with flair. He can do that stuff. He's big, but he can also move around a little bit. So you think about just that skill set. I expect that to translate pretty quickly. You know, the great variable, you talked about Christian Veau and what Rutgers did or didn't do against him when he made that start or when he played against them last time around. But being able to get to your second read, being able to anticipate, being able to read what's going on, what the defense is trying to do to you, that's the big variable that obviously Drew Aller will have to grow into. But his core skill set is phenomenal, the best that we've seen under James Franklin. So when it comes to, you know, Penn State and what that means to get a guy like this in here, I think it means everything. You know, he's not guaranteed to be the right guy, but he's the closest thing to it when it comes to skill set that you've been able to get on campus. And if he is the real deal, you talk about all the different things that change with that. And let's look at Pitt, for example. Pitt is no different this year than they've been any other year, except Kenny Pickett made a huge jump forward, and he was capable of winning games. He was capable of making all the tough throws that elite quarterbacks can. And that sure does give you a lot of margin for error elsewhere, doesn't it? When you have a guy who can make big time throws like that. So Drew, bringing a guy like Drew Aller, it does increase your margin for error everywhere else. You know, you don't have to be perfect everywhere else. It also, I think, brings in more talent that want to surround him. You know, you see that in this class, but let's just look ahead, let's say a calendar year, and he looks like he's going to be the guy for 2023. I mean, young playmakers are going to want to come in and be a part of that. Young offensive linemen are going to want to come in and be a part of that. There's a widespread effect whenever you have a five-star recruit who then performs like a five-star player. It's really, you know, the missing piece for Penn State. You know, when it comes to trying to make that climb up to the elite ranks and make that climb up to the college football playoff, Drew Aller, like I said, not guaranteed to be it, but he offers hope that you as a program can get there.
I've always felt it's that elite quarterback that can make an elite team. Hopefully he is that guy. And again, I'm going to quote our buddy T. Frank again here. Last week we did a segment on his scouting report with Drew Aller. And he said the nice thing is he has improved on all his fundamentals, his footwork, all those things from his junior to senior year. And the other part of it is partly by the design of their offense where he plays, no running backs in the backfield, empty backfield except for him. Teams' defenses know he's throwing the ball. They throw everything at him. And he's been very good under duress. That is great news for Penn State fans. But he's not the only big-time player coming in. We'll get to his backup, Bo Prabula. I shouldn't call him the backup, but the second quarterback, Bo Prabula, in a second. The other big name is Nicholas Singleton, who some services call him the best running back in the country. The difference there is you don't expect Drew Aller to come in and play game one. I expect Nick Singleton to come in and play game one.
I picture the 2022 season playing out just like Saquon Barkley's first season where, yeah, Saquon wasn't the starter, but it was clear after a game or two that he was special and that he commanded a bigger role and then he commanded the starting job, and you saw that unfold. You know, not to say that Nicholas Singleton will be Saquon Barkley, but when it comes to his high school film and what he looks like and what he's capable of doing now, I mean, he is capable of making a similar type of impact at Penn State, not only as a rookie in 2022, but also moving forward and what he's capable of doing throughout. So, yeah, I absolutely think that he will play a big role. It might be technically, you know, come week one as the number two or maybe number three running back. But when you give him some opportunities, you fully expect him to take advantage and to keep moving up the ranks there. You know, as much as they struggled to open up holes and run block this past year, I still very much believe they just didn't have good enough running backs, especially under those circumstances, to get that job done. I mean, I think any number of the guys who are on the depth chart now, if it's well blocked, if there's a clear open crease, they could have made something out of it. But I think when it comes to Nicholas Singleton, just like I think Drew Aller can make up for shortcomings someplace else, Nicholas Singleton and the way he runs with such power and speed and aggression, he runs like his life depends on it. Every single time he touches the ball, you know, that can help cover up some things on the offense too. And then lastly, when it comes to the run game, you know, I think sometimes, and you can ask Ross Tucker about this later too, is if you have a play that's maybe not particularly well blocked, but your running back makes something out of it anyway, you talk about the vibe and the positivity and the confidence and the momentum that can kind of build. There was nobody was there to make up for what the offensive line wasn't doing. And it was just the same old cycle again and again and again. Nicholas Singleton is the kind of guy, if that cycle does start in 2022, God forbid, that he can help break out of it single-handedly.
Let's talk, Dustin, about some of the playmakers on the outside, wide receivers and tight ends, starting with Caden Saunders. What's Penn State got coming in?
Well, he said the coaching staff compared him to KJ Hamler right away. And you can see it. You know, he's not a huge guy. He's probably listed at like 5'10". In that 4'3 range with speed, and I certainly expect with Dwight Gault, he'll get even faster. But he's just as sudden as he is fast. And that's where he compares to KJ Hamler, is that getting off the line of scrimmage with that footwork, moving around in tight spaces, you know, beating guys off the first cut of your route. Those are all things that he does at a pretty high level, in addition to that straight line speed. So I think KJ Hamler is a very appropriate comparison. He looks like right now, like he's a little thicker, a little bit more solid than KJ Hamler was coming out of school, but should run almost as fast. So you talk about making an impact in 2022. There probably is an avenue there for him to play a specific role, especially if you have Parker Washington ascending that number one job and maybe more reps are available in the slot. He'd be perfect for that.
But he's not the only wide receiver they're bringing in, is he?
Well, Anthony Ivey from Manheim Township looks like he's a true blue wideout. Mekhi Flowers is just a really special athlete in all three phases, offense, defense, return game, that you have some options with him. Tyler Johnson and Amari Evans. You know, Amari Evans, Penn State brought him in because he too runs in that 4-3 range. You know, he is lightning. So if he doesn't do much else besides that and emerges as a deep threat or whatever, I mean, there's some good stuff there from him coming out of Texas. Tyler Johnson, I thought, looked really, really, you know, like a sleeper. I'm not sure if he really is a blazing speed guy. I'm not sure if he's that big bodied 6'3", 225 guy. But more and more, being 6 feet and 195 pounds, you can make that work at both the college and the pro level. He just looks like he's got a really good feel for the position. So kind of a really good mix of players there at the wide receiver spot that Penn State can kind of mix and match. They have some opportunities to develop them in different ways and just a good collection of talent. And I do think, whether it's a guy like Christian Driver, who I didn't really get into, or Mekhi Flowers, it's hard to believe that all those guys who can play wide receiver will end up at wide receiver. I just don't know who that might be that might go to safety, for example.
I like the tight end also. I'll just say this about Jerry Cross, 6'6", 245. That's a great starting point for a tight end, isn't it?
I mean, it's where you see most of these guys at now. You know, he'll be 6'6", 260. I expect that he'll move really, really well. If he takes to the tight end responsibilities, then you have another guy who's a talented piece that you keep developing under the current trio. If he doesn't and you just use him as a big wide receiver, I think he's capable of doing that too. I think he looks like a really interesting weapon to bring in this class. Can do a little bit of everything, but looks like a real mismatch in the passing game.
And we got to talk offensive line. This is the one area I know Drew Shelton is at the top of the list of the group. I believe there's a total of four of them, although one of them, Andre Roy, we haven't heard any news, but even though he's committed, he made a trip out to USC. Tell me about the offensive line overall that they brought in.
JB Nelson, no knock on him coming from the JUCO ranks. I just haven't been all that excited about the junior college offensive linemen we have seen and what they've been able to do. Anthony Wiggin being the most recent. So just because he's got some college experience there doesn't mean it makes him immediately ready to contribute. I think we've got some history that says he probably won't be. Malik McNeil, 6'7", 340. I put him in the project category. I think he moves very, very well. For a 6'7 guy weighing 340, he moves very well, which bodes well for his future and his development. But a lot of that development still needs to happen. Drew Shelton, I think he's got high ceiling, high floor. And I think that's what separates these high four stars from everybody else is that, yeah, you can dream upon what they might be, but you can also have a pretty clear expectation of what they very well should be. He's in that category where the other guys aren't. Andre Roy, 6'6", 320, another really good athlete. Obviously has the body type and the feet that you want at that position, just all about development if he does end up at Penn State.
If he does, and you still just have this issue on the offensive line at Penn State for years, until they can prove that they can be better, I think we're always going to question these O-line recruits. All right, that's it for quarter number three, Dustin. Quarter number four, we're going to talk about the defensive side of these recruits. Stay tuned.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.